Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. I'm here with my man's
Raja.
And y'all are tuned in to the Eating Up Podcast. What's up, world?
What up, world?
Yeah, man. We got some little flavor coming in for y'all. We got my man's up in here. He go by Photos by Zoe. Hail straight from Nashville, Tennessee. He is back again. What's up, Photos by Zoe?
What's going on?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You didn't think I was going to get an intro like that, bring you back into the podcast. Yep, I gave him that intro again. You asked me about my drink before we started this podcast. Let me tell you about my drink, man.
What you drinking?
This is my own shit, y'all. It's called the Protein Motherfucker.
The Protein Motherfucker?
What do it contain?
It contains mixed nuts like cashews, pistachios, peanuts.
Salted or unsalted?
Unsalted. Yeah, my cat know what's up. With almond milk and with some coconut bai.
That's all?
All together.
For real?
Almost 30 grams of protein.
That's really good.
Damn, they're about to throw up every time he
takes it. I got a banana in it, too.
I got a little bit of banana.
Man, I got 500 milligram of potassium.
Damn.
No cramp.
Yeah, no cramp.
I ain't cramping off a damn thing.
Hey, no bullshit, nigga.
I ain't had a Charlie horse in years.
What you saying, nigga? my muscle's super strong, nigga.
Oh, man.
Hey, now, last time on part where you was talking about the models, man, and you was talking about how they don't, they want to collab.
Yeah, man. These models, they don't be trying to pay. You know what I mean? They be, they hustling for real out here.
Yeah. They ain't trying to pay, man. They on that old bullshit, man. Yeah. It's like, nah, I'm like, what? Why I'm gonna do that for? For what?
Exactly.
What it's my mean? Job. What you mean?
That's why, look, since you doing your photos, I'm gonna tell you what you need to tell them. Like, all right, cool. You want to collab? Well, let's go and collab in the room. The bedroom.
Under the
sheets. And what you should say to them, like, okay, we going to collab.
And there's no confusion.
And no confusion at all. We going
to
collab.
I'm going to take these pictures and we're going to head back to the
bedroom. And I'm going to shoot the hell out of you. After I do the money shot, I'm going to do the money shot.
If you know.
So basically you said it's better to mess with artists because there's so many artists. Like, hold on, y'all. Do my research. Artist just started today. It's a new artist.
Who?
It's a new artist like every second. It's exaggerating.
No cap.
Like, hold on, y'all. Shit. Somebody just started a new song.
Now, you feel me? It's like that for models. You feel
okay,
what
but how do you look at models and be like, oh, this model is popping from all these other models?
This is the thing. See, models be signed. You feel me? They be with
They be with agencies already.
You feel me?
So, right. Like, I'm trying to build my portfolio.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Most of them that are ranting to me, they ain't trying to pay.
You like, they ain't got no agency or,
build,
like...
Even to build... No, they see, they trying
they
to
just trying to be
point.
Cheap. Some free-loading ass motherfuckers.
No, you an intern of her. And in her mind, she's trying to build her portfolio. And she feel like, I'm so fine that if you put me in your pictures, you're going to blow up.
They get more clout off me. You feel me?
Right.
Like I said, I wouldn't gain shit.
Not a motherfucking thing.
Bro, they be having like 300 followers.
Yeah. And they get on your thing.
So
like,
look,
I got
300 organic followers.
It's a difference.
I didn't pay for these. I earned these.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's still 300 followers, though.
In the eyes of the public.
Yeah. Public.
I ain't gonna lie. I was gonna make a little exception. I mean, she was cute.
But you can make the exception for
her. I done started, you feel me, this year.
Yeah.
Going off, like, you know, it just ain't no free shit. You
right.
know what I'm saying, like,
because you can make the exception. That don't mean she's gonna hit you up after the picture.
Hey, you know, it's so crazy. He been with not that free shit with me. He ain't gave me nothing free yet.
He keeping his word. Hey, man, he keeping
the
his
package
word.
Deal.
The package.
What is
deal.
The package bundle.
It's a bundle. It's not even no damn deal.
No. Look, it's 42 for this. Then you want to be on the Instagram. We're going to charge another 55 fold. times that. Put that on the top. All right, that's about 75 for the package bundle deal. Thank you, sir. But he didn't tell me. So I never knew my picture wasn't going to be on that. I'm looking like, ooh, we got 21 Savage. You got, ooh. Hold on. What, why keep?
I don't see.
Fuck all them. They got bitches everywhere. I'm trying to get to me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, hold
you
on.
You see all
man.
These famous niggas like that? Don't no.
Man, I said, let me hit them up. Let me hit me up. Yeah.
Maybe I maybe I scroll past it. I don't.
I hit them up on Instagram. I said, all right, cool. I'm gonna hit them up. You know what I'm saying? Do-do-do-do-do. Man, I'm like, dang, ain't gonna never answer back. I get my pictures. I seen a little thing with Zaytoven. I said, oh, okay. He on another level, right? I can't get the package bundle deal for free.
Hey. He said, "I need my, I need the bundle for the lowest." He not
for
playing.
The low, low.
Like for real.
All right, so we talked about he went up. And we talked about, damn, this shit good.
Eat up, motherfucker. That shit good. Whole nuts in that motherfucker.
Man, hey, I'm biting. I'm like, God, man. What up? Didn't chop
he
up.
Said, some almond joy.
He said, I didn't even chop the whole up.
Yeah, what up didn't chop up. What the fuck? Man, hold on. I need a new bite. No. You know what it is? I need a new blender.
What's up, pistachio?
Yeah.
You need fucked around and almost choked and died.
Is that a walnut? this shit ain't chopping right. Hello, your oyster. Your shit ain't chopping right. I'm tasting I'm tasting walnut.
I need my money back. With my lifetime warranty.
Hey.
Okay, and I done choked and died and sued the motherfucker.
So photos by a motherfucking Zoe, nigga. We up in here.
Yes,
what's
sir,
up, man?
We in this thing, man.
So when you take pictures for me, like when you know next time you take my pictures, whatever, I understand. You know, I'm gonna get the package deal.
gotta get that package.
The
deal.
Package bundle deal.
Bundle deal.
Yeah. So to all y'all models out there that saying collab with Photos by Joe, what you got?
Man, just invest in yourself, and you feel me. It, shit ain't free, but you feel me. At least have some type of budget. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know, this is a service. This ain't just, you know, oh, let me try this out and see if I'm good. No, this is a service. You want. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying?
But so I'm saying, even if you are trying it out, that don't mean you got to get the biggest bundle package deal there is.
Right.
You're just
what I'm
trying
saying.
Something
like,
out.
Just let me know.
That's why they got
budget.
For week trials for shit. Try it out. Try it out.
Hold on, man. I don't know if he's going to let you trial his free.
No,
trial.
But I'm saying, no, what
hey,
I'm saying,
trying to
like,
free trial his shit.
No, I ain't free trial his shit. I'm just saying, he obviously not gonna fuck with you for free.
My
so
man
you gotta
just
at
said,
least get the least
no,
deal he got.
Fuck that. You just said free trial that shit. I can rewind it. Free trial my
and then you,
gonna you, free trial
and
that
you
man
rewind
shit.
It 5 seconds before. I said, that's why other businesses got free trials. This dude ain't got no free trial.
Zo, are you doing a free trial?
He's not doing
no
a free
more.
Trial.
Now talk to the mic. Talk
not
to the mic.
No more.
Not in 2021, he not.
Not in 2021, he not. Yeah. That's cool.
So I'm just saying, if you
I'm
going
to get
try-
it for free, though, because you fuck with me.
To be continued. When this dude not responded to the where my pictures at.
I know he thinking.
He goes by no more lies.
Okay, we gonna say it like this. Damn, I got the phone in my face like I'm about to Google something.
Hey, I couldn't be doing what you do. If a motherfucker trying to get something off me for free, I just start speaking Spanish. I'm like, hey, no.
No, not for free.
Hey, no.
For free?
No.
I come to this country to get my money.
You necesito
no free.
Comprar,
no free. You want this? You got it for free? No, but you don't get it for free. Bubba clock.
Bubba clock. Get this in there.
Hey, so basically, you like you said, they always want something free, but a lot of artists you work with is a little different. And what about you filming? You know, about you being in a film.
Me shooting wise or?
Yeah, shooting and being in one. I know you say you want to be in one of my films.
Definitely want to be in one.
On mine, you're going to pay the crackhead, but it's cool. You good with it. Get back up to the mic, man. I want you to play like Pookie in New Jack City.
he gonna be doing like now. Nah, I need you to tweak out real quick.
Pookie made him Chris Rock.
Yeah.
So when you gonna be? So you gonna get in the movie? Whatever. You gonna be shooting the movie? And
no,
you're
definitely I'm gonna be the guy that's in the movies. You know, I'm more on building the brand. You know, more people to know who I am and what I got going on.
Are you gonna shoot movies too, though?
No.
Why not?
I'm the person that's gonna be in them.
But you can still shoot them.
I don't know how to shoot. I don't shoot videos.
Hey, you ever seen directed by Quentin Tarantino and he's in a movie? Mm-mm. directed by Denzel Washington. They in the movie. Yeah. Yeah. Tyler Perry, written, directed, and produced by.
I direct, but me shooting.
No. That's what directing is. Like, some of the directors grab cameras and do that, too.
No.
You ain't get what I'm saying. I think you kind of misplaced what I'm saying. I ain't saying that you're going to be a video guy. That ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you're going to shoot and direct your films, and you can be in your films.
You're just telling
For example, like Tyler Perry does, my film is going to be written, produced, and directed by me, and screenplay by me, and I'm going to be in it too. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in it, he'll be my co-director because he'll be directing when I'm doing the films. Mm-hmm. But when I say action, I'm like, all right, look, make sure y'all go to the right, to the left. We're going to go boom, boom, boom. Okay, action. And then I do my stuff, and they do what I told them to do. Yes, you got to do that. You got to get into that, man. Most mm-hmm. actors get into a little bit of directing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Look,
Key and Peele, their first movie was Get Out. I mean, that was...
It wasn't Key movies, but it was...
It was Key. It was
Peele movie. It was Jordan Peele movie.
Jordan Peele. It was one of... I don't know.
I think... I don't know if they done broke up. I think Jordan Peele done... Phew.
I think he's doing his movie things, and I think Key is just... He's happy with the money they probably already made off of Comedy Central and...
Yeah.
All that. Yeah. I mean, he probably chilling, but...
I see him in a couple commercials.
Yeah. I think I see him in a couple...
Let me ask you that, Zoe. You think when it comes from commercial-wise, do you think it's best to put a commercial out?
I think nowadays more shit is going into ads instead of commercials.
Okay.
More people is on their phones, so they on YouTube, Instagram, mm-hmm. social media. Ads is the number one thing, so advertising, getting your shit out there, you know. Mm-hmm. And the ad is slick like a it's like a bot, you know, like it could pop up anywhere. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But if you do a commercial, you can do an ad for your commercial.
Yeah, you can. You feel me?
So the commercial being ad, yep. And somebody be like, oh, man, I like that air fryer.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
A fucking air fryer.
I think it should
anything
on
that's
that.
Able to push your line or push your brand is definitely key.
So what's your brand? Photos by Zoe.
Photos by Zoe.
Do you got a website yet? Or you
just get on the website.
I can hook you up. You know, my brother-in-law, he's a web designer.
For real? Mm-hmm. See, I really got popping off Instagram. Damn, that's for my good. Platform off.
Nah, but let me tell you something, and this is one thing you got to remember. Them things can, Cassie sold 650,000 records and had 650,000 followers on MySpace. And when they did that, when MySpace went away, she lost a lot of fans. They didn't know where to find them at. They didn't know where their email was. So build your own website. I had a website, and I took it down, but I'm going to put it back up. And when you hit my link in my Instagram, it's going to take you to my website. Because mm-hmm. if Instagram mm-hmm. stopped running, you still got your website.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of these places ain't going to always be around.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We thought MySpace was going to be the shit.
I mean, honestly, I don't see what will replace Instagram, but there's a higher chance of Instagram not running for the rest of forever than it actually does.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. Zoe, you guys, we thought America Online was going to be the email of the century. Then we thought Yahoo Search could never be outdone. You feel me? Now you got Google
and Safari. And
We thought MySpace was going to be the shit. And here came Facebook.
Instagram.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know about MySpace? So?
A little bit. I ain't never had it, though. Never had it.
I've never even seen the fucking application image.
You know about POF? Mm-mm. You don't?
No.
It's called Plenty of Fish Dating Site. you know about what I'm talking about now, don't you? Look at, go talk to the mic, man. Talk to me. You know now, don't you? You know Plenty of Fish is, don't you?
No, I ain't heard that one.
Yeah. Ah, my bad. Match.com.
No, we know eHarmony, Uglass.
Yeah. Us Christian Mingles. What is
BPM?
It?
Christian Mingles.
You heard
Mingles.
That?
What?
BPM?
Beats per minute?
Black people meet.
Oh, yeah. Black people meet, yeah. Yeah,
you
yeah.
capped out.
No, that's a new one. It's called blackpeoplemeet.com.
Yep, no cap.
I, Well, since we all online dating sites, come on, man. How let me get to the mic. All right, me.
Yes, sir.
All right, so which, how you feel about online dating?
I'm not going to lie to you. I really be meeting people. If it's not in person, I'm usually going to meet you on Instagram, no cap. So anything online dating thing, I haven't been on. But if it comes to Instagram, you know, and setting up a date or something, or you know.
That's online dating, man.
Well,
that's
then that's the
thing. Just because it's not an online dating app.
You online date.
Well, then that's the, yeah.
You like, oh, your Instagram.
It's perfect.
Boom, 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 boom. So you online dating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you just basically online getting the date.
Yeah.
And then go.
And then go in you, person.
Now he on offline dating.
Nah, for real.
Bro. He go online, get the date, then he go offline, and he go.
This is
stupid.
And he go.
Hey, Instagram probably did more hookups than Match.com.
It probably did.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I think about dating apps specifically, I don't trust. Because all the motherfucker got to do is get a couple pictures. It ain't even got to be that person. Get a couple pictures.
You're right.
Put in a random birthday. Now they're 18, really 45. Yeah, they might live in the same area.
Damn, that's a big leap.
Exactly. No, because I've seen. No, bro. Because look, I've seen these things on Investigation Discovery and all that. So that's why, like, you know what I'm saying?
Did this motherfucker just say see y'all on the ID channel? But we are going to talk a little bit more about Zoe and what he got on. Since, you know, we was talking about online dating. You know, he does online dating.
Yes,
at the end of the day. Hey, right, so we're going to talk about, so when you do a lot of photography, what do you look at when you be shooting? What the angles and the...
To be honest with you, I really look at the background before anything. I think that's my biggest thing is the scenery. You know, because, you know, I can even base, you know, what kind of outfit you can wear. You know what I'm saying? Like, just off the scenery, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, but also when it comes to the pictures, angles is definitely key. You know, yeah. I definitely try to have different angles.
No doubt.
Definitely, like, you know, I even hold the camera different from most people when they take pictures.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. I think, and how you do your lighting, like, you know, you got the soft light and kind of how we got lighting set up in this room is like, you know, you can set it up either way, make sure you got it bouncing off certain walls. And
but that's the thing, see? I do a lot of outdoor, and I do believe, I don't know, man, but ain't nothing like the sunlight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe that.
Oh, the
ain't
sun.
Ain't nothing like the sunlight.
Ain't nothing like shooting outside. That's why, like, if you do, like, something in the morning inside of a house and you're shooting, if you ever notice a lot of Hollywood movies, they always keep the blinds up. Mm-hmm. And they keep where the sun could come in there when they shooting scenes. Mm-hmm. That's natural lighting. You cannot get better than natural light.
Most
light
ever. I got some killing pictures.
That's why they call it golden hour.
No doubt. What you give them how to find you on your social media sites, on your Facebook, Instagram. Your Instagram.
Oh, definitely Photos by Zoe. You actually just type in Photos by Zoe and all my shit will pop up.
Everything.
Photosby. All
right, y'all, right at this moment.
This very moment.
What we all been waiting on. I am about to put Photos by Zoe and see if he pop up.
He said the moment we've been waiting for. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Found it.
YouTube all gonna pop up.
7,000.
Photos by Zoe. Oh shoot. Hold on. Photos by. Damn, Zoe.
Oh, that's 2 Chainz.
Damn, Zoe.
What you want?
Look, homie, this how you popped up, man. Is it with a Z? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because with an S, they got a dude named Zoe Photos. I swear to God. I ain't lying to you, homie. Photos with a Z. That's you. That's you. Photos by Zoe. No. Got Photos by Zoe Willebrod. What the? Oh, I got you. Photos by Zoe. Photos by Zoe, yes. Check him out. Who's the Chicago photographer? You all that.
He said you all.
Film, fashion. You do fashion too?
I do everything. Real estate, all.
And then he said you got to DM him. For the people that don't know what DM is.
Direct
message.
Yes, sir.
Straight up.
Coming straight to me.
Straight to him. All right, so like right now, man, what we going to do is we are going to play... Matter of fact, I'm going to give it to y'all like this, man. I'm going to give it to y'all like this. We're going to play one of my songs. A little snippet of one of my songs, man. And we'll be right back with an interview with, what's your name?
Photos by Zoe.
Photos by Zoe. So as right now, while y'all tuned in, we got that song coming on up by Rakim, and it is called Fuck You Hate Me. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. It'll be on Rakim TV, that's Y-Q-E-E-M TV, and y'all can get it on Spotify, Google Play, Tidal, wherever y'all want to listen to the nice music, and it's upcoming on this new podcast. It's Heating Up Podcast. Y'all get it. Y'all know I'm in the building. And I don't give a fuck. You know I see you haters. I know y'all niggas watching. But if you fucking with me, nigga, I'ma get it poppin'. Heat Level Entertainment, bitch. Fuck you hate me. I was number one before Tracy McGrady. Put the footwork in, a nigga not lazy. March 20 King Day, born in the 80s. The queen fucking made me, thank God for a baby. Yeah, nigga, fuck you hate me. Nigga, I be like, fuck you hate, nigga. Nigga, fuck you hate me. Hey, I'm a menace to the pavement, so drug for a payment. I'm in the underground like a house with a basement. Get foul like a fragrant, know the books like an agent. A public Rakim announcement, that's a statement. I'm heading to the top cause I believe this shit is vacant. Wanna get down my flow, I just be like your boy taken. Smoke like I'm Jamaican, I'm on fire like Satan. Nigga crazy like Haitians, I'm revoking your placement. Clever with the bars, you thought the wizard of...
Oh yeah, I had to make sacrifices. Oh, oh man, yeah. I'm like, dude.
Oh, for sure.
They don't even know, that's why I already know a lot of people wouldn't be able to make it and do what I do, because just because you gotta make sacrifice. I'm not,
yeah, and then, you know, like you said, a lot of people ain't willing, you know, get a little closer to your mic, but a lot of people not willing to sacrifice like that. True. And that's true.
It's true. No, right? it's real.
Not that damn close.
Nigga, this, I was this close when you said if he didn't get closer.
Damn, that nigga said.
No, I'm already here.
Oh, boy, boy,
he
boy.
Said get closer. I said.
Oh, man, he was so
that nigga kissing the mic now. Damn. Homie.
Oh, that's why I said my audio was kind of, it's cool though. I was trying to speak.
Nah, you good, man. Yeah,
we good now.
All right, so when it comes to, let me ask you, I want to ask you another question, right? Mm-hmm. We done had a lot of talks and stuff, and a lot of editing, a lot of coming back and stuff like that. Y'all talk low as hell. but, hey, it's really good having this conversation with you, man. We got so much going on in Nashville, man. I'm really, really loving that we get to see all this different talent, man. I think it's beautiful that we can see all this talent, and you get to catch the photography of this talent.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? And I like that. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? And I'm going to help you push your brand. Fathers, you need to push it, but you got to push my brand also.
Most definitely.
So basically, you know, if to follow Photos by Zoe, give me your information.
Definitely hit me up on Instagram at Photos by Zoe, _ Photos by Zoe, PHOTOSBYZO _.
He the motherfucker with 7,000 followers at the moment.
Yeah, 7,000. That is organic followers.
Organic like Publix, nigga.
Off your favorite artist.
No doubt. It was nice having you in today, Mr. Photos by Zoe, man.
Mr. Zoe Zoe.
And all the three interviews we done did, I will have it on the podcast. Feeling real good for you.
Oh, yeah.
So, by the way, man, for everybody that is checking, it's Heating Up Podcast on Podbean. Appreciate you. Yeah, keep downloading. If you're checking it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or are you checking this out on Spotify Podcasts, or just Google, it's Heating Up Podcast. And that's I-T-S. I'm going to change it to a Z, though. But it's I-T-S, Heaton, H-E-A-T-I-N, Up Podcast. Man, I appreciate you for being here today. Photo by Zoe, man. I think it was good. We had a good one. Before I go, man, let me give y'all my TV channel on YouTube, which is Rakim TV. That's W-Y-Q-E-E-M. That's in Eric, mother, mom, mommy, Mimi. y'all make sure y'all go do that. It's Joaquin TV, man. And if y'all want to follow me on Instagram, it's Joaquin, W-Y-Q-E-E-M. That's Eric, Mother, Mommy, Mimi, Mumu. All right, so y'all make sure y'all check me out on that, man. And hope y'all tune in again. So we up out this bitch.
Peace.
We out.